This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
It's chicken.
I just have always preferred the rest.
I wish I could have more white thing. The color white to me just always works.
Could you mix in a black?
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past
him. On the welcome site in the neighborhood, a developer is being greedy.
I'm sorry, they can't hear me because they're listening to Kid Bob.
I want bourbon!
Try peanut butter egg.
Let's rest tonight.
Let's be great, baby. Let's be great. Let's be great.
Come on.
Let's be great. Let's be great. Come on. Let's be great.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
Indeed, we are the watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
It is what we do.
Here on the show. Yes. We're pirate watchdogs now all of a sudden. For some reason.
I don't know. It's just kind of seemed like it's a watchdoggy sort of sound. Gotta be tough and manly. I guess the pirates are probably tough and manly, too. Or they wore earrings and drank wine.
Well, we've gotten to the bottom of the Jay Leno Hillside saga.
Is that what it sounded like when he fell?
I'm not going to say I would have laughed if Jay Leno, if I had seen Jay Leno fall, but I, you know.
Did he really fall?
I may chuckle. You know, I have my doubts. That does not seem like a fall to me.
Well, a lot of people do. Based on his face.
Seemed a little suspect. A little suspicious.
Now, Christy Yamaguchi main has taken this to the social meds.
What? Why is Christy Yamaguchi?
It's a popular Twitter content account making a play on words with Christy Yamaguchi and the rapper Gucci Mane.
You missed the main part. Christy Yamaguchi main.
Okay, I was like, wait. American legend Christy Yamaguchi is
mashed up
in?
With American legend Gucci Mane.
And they say, I love that the Pittsburgh subreddit did some street level reporting to get to the bottom of the story about Jay Leno's fall. Apparently, the hill is like 56 feet, so he was spot on. So they posted the pictures of the Hampton Inn where he was staying.
Which, can we admit that that's the strangest part about the story is that he's staying... The man's worth $500 million and he's staying at a Hampton Inn.
And then they posted the aerial of the Hampton Inn right next to the sports lounge that he wanted to go eat at, Dino's. Okay. Which is right next... I mean, it's the parking lot right next door.
Yeah, I do see this here. All right.
And it's... So there is a hill that is between the two. And I can totally see why someone would say, oh, I'll just go down this hill right here, because there did appear to be a little path. So here's what they said. He was staying at the Hampton Inn in Greensboro, Pennsylvania, because he was performing later that day at the Palace Theater in downtown Greensburg. Many people are confused as to why he'd be staying at a Hampton Inn, but that's one of the only hotels in the Greensburg area. The only other option would be an hour drive away in Pittsburgh. Jay wanted to eat at the nearby Dino's Sports Lounge, a popular area eatery that specializes in buffalo chicken wings, prior to the show. To walk to Dino's, you'd either have to walk 750 feet on the road, not a mile and a half, as Jay mentioned, or you could shave off 350 feet if you walk down the grassy hillside. Jay noticed a dirt path worn into the hillside, as is common around the Pittsburgh area, so he attempted to take the shortcut and walk down the hill. Since the path was rough, not maintained, and eroded away, he tripped and rolled down the hill, hitting his head on the exposed rocks and earth on the way down. Jay was remarkably accurate as he estimated the hill to be about 60 feet. After measuring, the hill is 56 feet from top to bottom.
So we're now believing that Jay Leno did indeed fall down the Dino's Hill.
Well, I think this helps. I think this helps, yes.
Okay.
But I still don't really know how you can get a bruise on your face that bad from hitting the ground.
Just that one
or
side.
Or even a rock.
I don't know.
Like, it's just, it's his whole side of his face.
It does seem a bit odd. But, I mean, I guess this is a little more believable. And by the way, I'm looking at Dino's menu. It looks like they have a delicious pot pie. And I do like a good pot pie. If you're asking me, hey, am I willing to go down a hill for a quality pot pie? The answer is yes. But maybe not if I'm old-ass wobbly Jay Leno. You got specialty fries? All right. Go Dino's. Yeah, I'm seeing here the
there
photo.
There are also a lot of people posting photos of the hillside.
Yeah.
It is not treacherous.
No, the one, and by the way, I'm calling fake news because the people that were taking photos last week we were talking this, they made it sound like that thing was like,
yes.
The photos they were showing, it was like, there's no way someone went down this. I can see why someone
They
showed the wrong photos.
It was fake news.
It was fake news. This looks like a gentle slope that
you could fall.
Yes. Look, and I'm going to be honest.
And you would roll a little bit. But it doesn't look like there's any rocks. It looks mown.
Yes.
You know,
it looks
like
moaned.
What is that the right word? Mowed? It looks mowed.
It's moaning.
Freshly shorn.
It is freshly mown.
Moaning earth.
But they said it was not that easy to walk down, and so they went and did the homework. It's believable.
I love that someone's out there doing this sort of research. And I will admit, had I been staying at the Hamptons Inn and I was like, hey, I want a pot pie, and the option was walking around or I would 100% go down that.
100%.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
There's no way I'm walking around that thing.
Easy shortcut.
Yes. But you do got to take into account, was it wet? Because I'll tell you this, I'm not going down a wet hill.
Or dark.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's dark or not.
Because you're going down a wet hill, you know what you're asking? You're asking to step in mud. You're just asking
to slip and then have the mud on the backside, and that's all bad.
It's all about the conditions, low-level light, what sort of moisture I'm dealing with, whether or not I'm drunk, which I'm still going to go ahead and assume that Jay Leno indeed was drunk.
100%.
Well, I'd like to think that...
Didn't you say he doesn't drink, though? He's, like, sober?
That's what the internet says, but I have...
I don't know.
I tell you what, there's someone close to your noted newsman here who actually...
drinks with Jay Leno?
No, he actually has a friend who was a nurse for Jay Leno in the first fall.
Yeah.
And they are reporting to me that he is a raging drunk.
See, that makes more sense.
Yeah, okay.
Now, that I don't know if that's true.
But that adds up more.
But there are conflicting reports out there about his what he likes to do with his spare time.
I would also like to point out, too, that at 74 years old, you should not be going down any hill. You just shouldn't. I think at 74, a curb should be maybe, hey, is there a way to go around this curb? You're 74 years old. That's significant. I also can at least say this. When I drink, I'm well aware when I get to the point where all my faculties are not there. And I would think that me drinking would make me less likely to go down the hill. If I'm sober, I'm probably looking at that hill being like, I got this. You put you got 12 old fashions in me. And I'm probably being like, I don't know if that's the best idea. Maybe I should go around. So something still isn't adding up to me on this one. Jay Leno is not being forthcoming. But
perhaps we need to get you on a flight to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and
get down there.
Conduct some interviews.
Head to Dino's.
Maybe look for some...
You at least need to try the pot pie.
Yeah, I would like to try
the pot
pie.
Get you a pot pie. Maybe look for the surveillance video.
That bruise, though, I cannot get over...
It looks like someone took a metal cafeteria tray and hit him across the face with it.
Yes.
And why would he only be hurt on his face and not his
anywhere else?
Old body?
Dude, that thing is...
Joints, limbs.
He looks like he's got a port wine stain on his face. It's that big. That just... Oh.
All right.
Seems...
Well...
The hill is more believable, but I still find the whole story suspicious.
Coming up next, the latest $12,000 cosmetic surgery that people are having.
I can't wait.
What do you think they're changing?
For $12,000, it better be something pretty kick-ass for $12,000.
All right. Well, we'll see if you think it's kick-ass.
All right.
Next on The Fan.
Every now and then, Twitter just does something fantastic, because I was doing the whole Jay Leno Hill thing, and two dudes just posted a photo of themselves making out at the bottom of the hill. And for some reason, they tagged Conan O'Brien in it. Because, you know, Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno famously don't get along because, well, Jay Leno is a bastard. They said, hey, Conan, don't worry. We're the first two gay guys to kiss at the bottom of the hill that effed up Jay Leno. We love you. It's just a photo of them making out at the bottom of the hill. God bless the internet sometimes.
That's cute.
That is cute. What if they're not the first gay couple to make out at the hill that effed up Jay Leno, though?
Yeah, how do they even know
that? It's kind of a bold statement.
How can you report that?
It could be more fake news. I'm waiting for someone else to be like, and then like have a photo from 2 years ago of another gay couple making out and been like, first.
Well, I think that before it would not have been the hill that Jay Leno fell down. Now it is. So.
Well, it'd still be the hill. Just it hadn't.
I think
done
they're
it yet.
Saying it didn't. It was no counties before that. Because you know what? I bet somebody did make out there.
And also, if you're Jay Leno and you started to... is there a worse feeling than when you're like, yeah, here, like you start to fall and there's no way to recover? Like, it's just... we've all been there.
Ow!
You're like, oh, no.
Have you ever taken a huge fall like that? Like, no, a big one?
Nothing like that. Nothing where it was significant where I'm rolling down some hills. I told you, I've told the story about how I fell in the ice in Sisters and had to lay in the road for a bit. And I just felt humiliated because I'm like, traffic is waiting for me to clear my carcass.
Hey, that's where this drop came from.
I ate ass. I did. Hard. I mean, this morning I was walking my dog. And, you know, sometimes in the morning stuff starts to percolate. And I kind of had to hurry home. You ever have one of those where you're like, look, I need to get home and I need to get home now. So I was kind of ushering him along. Like, I was like maybe half a block from the house. And we're like, we need to speed this up, buddy. And so I was kind of hurrying with him and he's trying to stop and sniff things. And the sidewalk around my house, they're kind of raised because it's an older and tree stumps have kind of grown up. And I caught my foot. And I about went down. I did the whole full-on stumble, and I caught myself. I didn't go down, but I did have that fear of, if I went down in that moment, I'm not certain that not only wouldn't I have gone down, but there may have been an accident as I tried to recover from going down.
Mm.
And whatever deity kept me upright, thank you, because that could have been a very embarrassing situation. Trip, fall, and soil yourself while on the ground. It was not good. But luckily, voided disaster, got home, took care of business. But that feeling when you start to trip and you have to do the wide hand, like brace yourself, it's a terrible feeling. Especially when you're 74 and going down a hill. And you probably didn't get your pot pie at the bottom of the hill for Jay Leno.
Yeah, they said that the restaurant never saw him that night.
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
Yeah. When your face looks like that, you know.
Too busy getting beat up by the mob.
Probably.
So what do you guys think? $12,000 cosmetic surgery. This is the new thing.
Men or women?
Could be either.
Okay. So it's not like up, you know, I mean, up top.
It's popular with vain people.
Yeah.
So it could be either.
I'm trying to think of what would be new, because the butt lift would not be for men. The up tops, right? That's exclusive.
Something silly like earlobes or something like that?
It is not covered by insurance.
Well, none of this is covered.
And there are a growing number of people having it, but several physicians are warning against it. This is in a Wall Street Journal article.
Hmm. I'm trying to think of what. Yeah,
think about a feature,
what they would warn against that could be dangerous.
Yeah, think about a feature that people often. It's one of the first things you notice on a person.
Are we going like some sort of turkey neck thing?
Ooh. No.
Well, I mean, I feel like around the eyes, nose, and lips are all kind of been done.
Okay. Have they?
Oh.
Have they? Have they?
So what are we...
You're on the right track.
What are we doing here? Well, it's clearly something with the face now.
It is.
Can people get their eye color changed?
There you go.
Oh.
You nailed it. How about Ryan Buckley right there?
Really?
Off the top row.
20 questions.
Yes.
Can you use your contacts?
What?
Your eye color, just wear contacts, right?
No, so it's called keratopigmentation.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
It involves injecting dye into the cornea.
Oh, yeah.
to change eye color.
What could possibly go wrong? We did a story a number of years ago where some dumbass goth kid got their eyes tattooed. Not the cornea, but the white part of their eyes.
Yeah.
And shocking, they went blind. They thought it'd be badass to tattoo the white part of their eyes like green or something to look like a lizard. And they went blind. Good move.
What?
This is injecting dye into your eye?
Into your cornea.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
So people have shared various reasons for wanting to change their eye color. One person said that they wanted to change one eye color to match their Siberian Husky's eyes. You know, because they have the two-colored eyes.
The two-colored.
So now we're paying $12,000 to match our dog. Just get get a cute little shirt or scarf. You don't need to do the eyes.
Yeah, others want to feel more confident about their looks. Others want to look more like their family members. It only takes about an hour and a half. The results are immediate and irreversible.
Boy, $12,000 to change the color of your eyes.
The doctor that does it, he is in New York. He's an ophthalmologist. He said that he charges $12,000 per surgery, and he said he's on track to do over 500 of those this year.
All right, can I get in the eye color change business?
How do we buy stock?
Yeah, how do I get a hold of that? Because that seems like the greatest scam of all time. $12,000 and I can do 500 of them? Let's go. How long do those things take? I mean, you just shoot and die into
it. Like you said, it takes about an hour and a half. Side effects include vision loss, temporary light sensitivity, and bacterial or fungal infection. Yeah. Now, this is something that is out there and has been for people who have injured eyes or diseased eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, it can give patients the appearance of an iris if they have, like, cloudy corneas from an infection or something.
Yeah.
So this is something, this is not new. But now, this doctor's just like, I'll do it for you. You want it? Give me $12,000. I'll shoot that in there.
Now, I'm looking at some before and afters, and let me just say, for the record, it does look kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you can see why people would want it.
Yeah.
Because your eyes, they pop.
The one, the husky thing is kind of weird. I don't know if that would, like fade.
Max Scherzer has that in real life.
Yeah, like, I'm looking here at a hot that's got one brown and one really blue eye. That looks pretty cool.
It's unique.
And there's another color they're calling magical gray. It's pretty kick-ass. It makes you look like something out of, like, Lord of the Rings. But, like,
12? It's a little much.
It seems a bit much.
A little much.
And then you wonder, like, you've got magical gray eyes. Like, after a year, is that, like, when you got into your Creed phase? Like, you're like, now I'm stuck with, like, magical gray eyes.
What is the worst eye color? Like, what color of eye?
No one wants brown.
Yeah, the brown eyes are just kind of...
Yeah, well, you got...
Oh, I thought you meant what's the worst to get. Like, if somebody said, I wanted pink, and then I don't like that a year later.
No, I'm saying, like, natural eye color.
No one wants brown eyes.
Yeah.
Because that's the most common color, and everyone, like, everyone poo-poos brown. Because everyone wants the big, bright blue eyes.
At least there's a song.
Oh, yeah. You're a brown-eyed girl.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, like, the idea of someone being with a darker complexion with light eyes is like, I mean, that's like the most magical thing in the world to people. I mean, my kids are all bitter because they're half Asian and I have like green eyes and my kids are all like, we have lame brown eyes. I'm like, I don't want to tell you, blame mom for that.
Tell them about this surgery. You can pay for it. Big radio money.
It's a bit out of my pocket there.
Yeah. So there's really...
If I had a bunch of money, and I do have colored eyes, so I'd be fine. But if I had a ton of money and you said it was safe, I when looking at those results, I can see why people would do this.
Well, why not just get contacts?
I know, but that's
you
not,
can do that.
Yeah, but that's not permanent, and then you're probably dealing with it, and contacts are uncomfortable. And
well, they're not really that uncomfortable. I've worn them in my life. They're just kind of a pain to pop in and out.
I think color contacts are different. I think they screw with you. Yeah, because like people on sets of movies, when they do those, I think colored contacts do kind of beat you up a little bit. But it's like anything else. I mean, we will not stop until we think every piece of us is fake.
It's kind of like making your own image like AI.
Yes. Yeah,
bit. Like making it AI in real life or something.
But you're right. Like if you have dark skin complexion and you get those big popping blue eyes.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Dude, people will be like, what are you?
The best looking human being I've ever seen in my life was when
Can I procreate?
When we were in Belize. he looked like a smaller Jason Momoa, and he ran a dive shop, and he had the dark skin, and he had the bluest eyes you've ever seen. I would have slept with him. I was like, oh my God.
I was going to ask if you made out.
And the dude was like in ridiculous shape, and he's a spear fisherman, scuba diver dude out of Belize.
Pretty hot.
And I looked at this guy, and he's just sitting there with his shirt off, and you're looking at him, you're like, you are the best looking human being on the planet.
And take off your shirt and throw me.
And there is an element of that it was the first thing you noticed about him was how dark his skin was and how bright his eyes were. Mm. You're like, wow. So, I mean,
you get some of that kind of like olive Mediterranean skin with like a bright green pop. That's really nice, too.
Yeah, it works. They always say that, like, I guess in Asian countries, it's the old if you're an Asian with green eyes, you're like royalty. It's like the stuff of
you were kissed in the womb or something like that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now we're kissing wombs.
Yeah, that's right.
Grief.
Basically, I think we've all come around and now we all want the $12,000 color surgery.
You know, it seems kind of cool. But I don't want a needle in my eye, so no thanks.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, brown eyes, 45%. That's the most common.
Yeah.
Blue eyes, 27%. Hazel eyes, 18%, and green eyes, 9%. And there is a 1% factor for other eye colors, which I want to know what that is.
So I'm the rarity here, huh?
What did you say yours are?
I got green.
Yeah, they're only green is the, of the four main colors, green is the least prevalent at 9%.
No minor color.
But it also says here that most people with green eyes... Oh, wow, look at this. It says, most people with green eyes belong to a gay beat-up club.
Yeah, that's what I hear, and small penises, too.
Wow.
Mm. I'm gay.
Tough.
I hate ass, but I'm very popular there.
Yeah, you are very popular there. I bet you are.
The big bear. He comes rolling in there.
Hairy bear.
Let's go. Just Google largest penis in the world, and the dude pops up.
Mm. Well, I advise again. As your doctors, I advise... Wait. As your doctor, I advise against this. Okay.
Even though it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again? What's the name of the procedure? Someone in the YouTube chat asking.
It is called...
Someone's like, wait a minute.
Let me see about this.
Where did I put that?
You said it was like keratin something like...
Yeah, keratopigmentation.
There you go.
That's what's up.
Just shove it. And you know what's going to... You know what this is going to lead to? Guaranteed. It's like the Brazilian butt lifts and the Botox. This is coming to a Hampton Inn near you where someone's going to be running like a $9.99 special and they're going to be doing this.
Doing an under the table kind of a deal?
Under the table, yeah.
Yeah.
For $1,000, you get a room at the Hampton Inn and.
They start doing it in prisons?
Yeah. You know that's where this is going.
Okay, we've got to address something that's been out there for a week or so, but boy, what even is art? That's next. Here's Buck. Now to art news. Or is it?
What is art?
Well, maybe that is the very question that they were asking with this piece.
Yeah.
Have you been following this banana?
Yeah, the duct tape banana thing.
Yeah, you followed that?
Yeah. I thought we...
going on for a while, right?
Yeah.
I feel this has been...
But it finally sold.
Okay.
Well, a version of it sold. Yeah. Because, I mean, a banana and duct tape, anybody can do that.
It does feel a little odd that I can duct tape an old banana on a wall and it means nothing. But someone else can duct tape a banana on a wall, and it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who duct tapes the banana to the wall.
And when you say, or I guess when we say a lot of money, like, you may think duct taping a banana to a wall, a lot of money may be $100, $1,000, $100,000. Wrong.
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 Yes.
It sold.
Yeah.
At Sotheby's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. It is just a banana, a real banana.
Yeah.
Purchased for what they said was 35 cents,
mm-hmm.
and it is one piece of duct tape over it to a wall. It sold at Sotheby's at an auction recently for... $6.2 million.
You are correct, sir.
And I'm not even kidding.
When this first happened, it only sold for $120,000.
Yeah.
And somehow...
That's all.
Yeah, well...
Seems like a lot as well.
It does seem odd, though, that, like, when this was first done, $120,000 for a banana duct tape to a wall, you're thinking, oh, my God, how dumb can you get? $6.2 million. That's how dumb you can
get. So the yellow banana fixed to the white wall with silver duct tape is a work entitled Comedian.
Yeah.
It is by Italian artist Maurizio Catalan.
Hey, Maurizio! We're doing the Tommy Cutlets now. Hey, hey!
Maurizio. It first debuted in 2019 as an edition of Three Fruits at the Art Basel Miami Beach Fair, where it became a much-discussed sensation. Was it a prank?
No.
Was it a commentary on the state of the art world? Another artist took the banana off the wall and ate it. Mm-hmm. A backup banana was brought in. Selfie-seeking crowds became so thick that comedian was withdrawn from view, but three editions of it sold for between $120,000 and $150,000. So now, its estimated value is over $1 million, and then it goes to auction at Sotheby's November 20th, and it sold for $6.2 million.
It's unbelievable.
The guy who bought it is a man. He's a
he should be shot. Who is he?
He's a crypto bro, and his name is Justin Soon or Sun S U N. He is the founder of the Tron blockchain network. He paid in Bitcoin, and he said, "This is not just an artwork. It represents a cultural phenomenon that bridges the worlds of art, memes, and the cryptocurrency community. I believe this piece will inspire more thought and discussion in the future and will become a part of history." He reportedly told the auction house he planned to eat the banana.
So
he ate his art.
You bought it for $6.2 million. Well, I guess it's because how long before the banana just rots? So...
Well, they're saying the artist said, Maurizio, he said that the bananas were always meant to be replaced regularly along with the tape.
So your art is just an idea of a rotating banana being taped onto the wall.
So he spent $6.2 million for the idea of rotating duct tape and a banana, whereas the rest of us could just take
any duct tape.
But it's not the real banana and duct tape. Because the head of the house said... What you buy when you buy his comedian is not the banana itself, but a certificate of authenticity that grants the owner the permission and authority to reproduce this banana and duct tape on their wall as an original artwork by Maurizio Catalan.
Boy, I would tell you what. If if I was some poor bastard, like, just like in a foreign country or even here, just living day to day, couldn't eat, this is the sort of thing that would make me stab someone in the throat. I would go find the guy that bought this and shank him. $6.2 million for the certificate that says that any banana I tape to the wall with any duct tape, Chiquita or non-Chiquita, that is now an original Maurizio. Hey! God.
Those are not serious people playing with fantasy money in a fantasy land. It's unbelievable.
So there's a woman quoted in here. She says, if comedian is just a tool for understanding the insular capitalist art collecting world, it's not that interesting of an idea. But she thinks it might go beyond poking fun at rich people. He is often thought of as a trickster artist, she said, but his work is often at the intersection of the sort of humor and the deeply macabre. He's quite often looking at ways of provoking us, not just for the sake of provocation, but to ask us to look into some sort of darker part of history and ourselves.
Isn't he also just asking to make a lot of money, too?
He's also just asking us to believe it's more than a banana.
Can you believe that? That dude made I don't know. I guess he made the money? $6.2
million? Yeah.
And
the commission and all that, but yeah.
But by going and buying a banana and putting it... First of all, he's an established artist.
Yeah.
So that much we do.
Because it's not like anybody can just go have that idea and make $6.2 million, otherwise we'd
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. It mattered that it was his idea. And he put that up there. And he now made... I mean, that... You want to talk about a grift?
Yeah.
I give you that.
Well, I mean, I would have told you that... I mean, he's been grifting along. He sold... He took a horse. And he had it taxidermied.
Oh no! Oh no!
So and then he took that and he suspended it from a ceiling.
Oh no! Oh no!
$2 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Just for the idea of stuffing a horse and hanging it.
It was called the Ballad of Trump.
God.
Yeah.
Who's most disgusted by
me.
This? Buck.
Yeah, it's stupid. I could do that.
Yeah, he just took a horse. It sounds like it was just a random horse.
You're no Maurizio.
And he had it stuffed,
you
and then
no
he
idea.
Hung it from the he hung it from some ropes, and it sold for $2 million, dude. And that's my point: is how do you get to be this douche canoe where you can sell, like, it's like when I see clothing brands, it's the same thing. Like you see a white t-shirt and it's $9 at Kohl's, and then you see another white t-shirt and it's $500. How do you get to be where you can sell your t-shirt for $500 and not $9? How do you get to where a stuffed horse is worth $2 million, and God forbid a banana and duct tape is worth $6?
Yeah, I think you got to get into the right, you got to display it at the right areas, right?
Yeah.
Where people, where all the snooty art people come. You know?
I guess, by the way, his stuffed horse, there was a, it was a big deal because someone then did a fake stuffed horse and it got thwarted. But yeah, there were.
But this was a real horse.
This was, yeah.
There was, how dare somebody else try to rip off that genius idea?
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's wild out there.
Just go stuff some stuff. I'm going to stuff a beaver and hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah, see, that's not original.
No?
No.
It's better than a horse.
Why?
Stuffed beaver.
No, it's not. You're just following Maurizio. See, this is why you're no Maurizio.
Damn it.
Come up with a real idea. Something that gives us, makes us think deeply.
I'm just reading
about our awful nature.
Boy, yeah, that's true. That's not provocative enough.
I am reading through his other works, and it's something else.
So, what is art?
This.
Apparently, we don't know.
It's a banana.
It's all in the eye of the beholder, isn't
that what
you say? Okay, we got a break. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, Ducks Roundtable is coming up next.
Oh, and Roundtable they will.
Yeah. Well, they don't have anything to talk about because the Ducks didn't play.
Do they have nothing to talk about?
Do they? What are you guys going to talk about? What's on the docket?
Husky Hate Week, baby.
So you're just going to sit and hate on the Huskies?
That's exactly right.
On the 6-5 Huskies?
Yeah. Going to talk about preparing for two quarterbacks because Huskies benched Will Howard. Or not Will Howard, Will Rogers.
That spread's 21. Did you see that?
Significant spread.
Big.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, it is pretty high.
Huskies also account for 60% of Dan's losses, so we think he wants to get over on them.
Yeah. Think he runs it up?
No, not necessarily, but I think he wants this game more than most.
Sue thinks he runs it up.
You think so?
Yeah, don't take your foot off the gas.
59-0.
But this Monday night game is great. This is some high-level quarterbacking right here. There's a lot of bad ball played in the NFL. These two quarterbacks are as good as anyone in the world right now, and it's awesome to watch. When Lamar is cooking, I don't know if there's a player I would rather watch more, including Patrick Mahomes.
What about Geno Smith?
You're never going to let me hear the end of my
How about Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Baker. Russ, let him cook.
All right, Ducks Roundtable next. We're back tomorrow. A little late. We're not going to be on at 3 because of the Ducks basketball game, but we'll be on right after that. On The Fan. Good night. Do the walk on line. Do the walk on line.